To stem the tide of chunnering, Buckler made a suggestion.
How about striking up a cheery marching song to help us along the way, eh?
Diggs was not enchanted with the idea.
Yeah, go and boil your beastly bottom. How can a chap skip along warbling some jolly song when he's about to collapse from starvation? I'd die before we got much further. Oh, you'd like that, wouldn't you, what? A grinning young skeleton whose last words were a line from some silly marching ditty. Indeed, 'tis a sad fact, my fiendish friend, that it fit in with your wicked old plan. Then you could trot on alone to Redwall and scoff all the tuck yourself. Well, you don't fool me for a ruddy moment. Shame on you, my one-time travelling companion. Shame and fie, I say.
Buckler turned, glaring at his laggardly friend.
Are you going to stop that blooming chunnering, or do I have to kick your tail into the middle of next season to get a bit of peace?
This threat did not bother Diggs, who carried on in full flow.
So this is what it come to, eh? Well, kick my tender young tail as much as you please, sir. There's no law against a chap chunnering. I'll chunner as much as I bally well like. So there!
Admitting defeat, Buckler dropped the haversack from his back. He sat down in the lee of a high sand hill, calling wearily to Diggs.
Righto, mate. Let's have lunch before you either starve or drive me insane with your chunnering.
The plump complainer plopped down beside him, rubbing his paws and chortling gleefully.
Splendid day for a spot of lunch, what? Shall we dine from my rations or yours? Better make it yours, cos you've already got your haversack off.
Tearing open Buckler's supplies, he enthused happily.
Oh, I say, just the ticket. Bread and cheese and a drop of good old cider. What ho, Buck? Nothing like simple fare when a fella's famished. Hello, what's this? A jar of plums preserved in honey. What luck! That'll hit the jolly old spot, what? Well, well, who'd have thought old Cookie would bung in some vegetable turnovers? Raspberry cordial, too, and a hefty old fruitcake. It'll lighten your load once I've dealt with that. And will you look at this?
Buckler wrapped his paw with the wooden bell rope end.
Hold up there. This is only a light lunch, not a Midsummer Eve banquet. Glutton, you'd wolf the lot if I let you.
Diggs sucked his paw resentfully.
No need to break that chap's limb over a mouthful of tuck.
Buckler shared out enough for a frugal repast. They dined on bread and cheese, a slice of fruitcake apiece, and some cider. Diggs finished his in record time, then sat watching every mouthful his friend ate, licking his lips longingly. When it became clear he was getting no more, he lay back upon the sun-warmed sand, complaining.
Hope we have afternoon tea at a respectable time. I'm still pretty hungry, you know. Another cob of that good cheese and a pasty wouldn't go amiss, what?
Buckler ignored the irrepressible Diggs, who drew patterns in the sand, belched, excused himself, then lay back closing his eyes. Buckler snorted.
You great idle lump, you're not going to nod off. We haven't made half a day's march yet.
Diggs twitched his nose.
It's no good talking to me, old lad. I'm asleep, you see. Didn't sleep much last night, what with this bally journey hanging over me, and after all that fibbing you did, not letting on about a visit to Redwall. Deary me, it's depressing my spirit so much I'll need a good few hours' shut-eye before I even think about more poor slogging again.
Buckler decided he had taken just about enough. Shouldering his haversack, he rolled Diggs roughly over, relieving him of the bell rope on his backpack. He walked off carrying the lot without looking back. Diggs sat bolt upright.
I say, where in the name of fiddlesticks do you think you're going?
Without turning, Buckler shouted back.
I'm going it alone. Don't need you. Report back to Lord Brang, see what he has to say.
Suddenly, Diggs was alongside him, claiming back his equipment.
Well, hoity-toity, sirrah. Who said I wasn't going, what? Just you try and stop me. They don't call me old determined Diggs for nothing, you know. Step along lively now, laddie-buck. I know. What about a good old marching song? Remember that one we made up when we were both leverets?
Buckler suddenly found himself smiling.
I certainly do, mate. Go on, you lead off.
This ends Disc 1.